When I came out to the area of the platform, I was placed in a special chair where I got the last equipment on. My feet were tied together and I could feel my heart starting to beat like crazy.
This is so scary.
One of the two guys in charge of my jump ties a small GoPro camera to my arm, but the whole thing was also filmed by three different cameras. He points at one of the cameras and holds up a sign and grins. The sign says, "I need new underwear." In the video recording, I can see myself trying to laugh before I put on a very serious face. It was almost time. And with a safety line on my back, I take tiny steps out on the platform, out on the scaffold. Here, the long bungee cord is secured to the harness by assistant number two. The only thing I can remember thinking while I was waiting for him to finish is, I'm not doing this. I'm just not. How the hell did I end up here? Now I'm just half a meter from the edge, and with 15 tiny steps, I move further so my toes are just over the edge. I remember I'm scared falling down, even though that's technically the point of it all. Assistant number two has a tight grip in my harness, and suddenly I feel a hand from the grinning guy from before. I'm still thinking, I'm just not doing this. And then I can feel his hand, the human contact. I just want to hold on to this hand and never let go. I just wanted to give him a hug and make him say, "Don't worry, it was just a joke, you don't have to do this." But I know it's not gonna happen, and that I can't hesitate and have second thoughts right now. I'm on the edge with my arms out to each side. I'm hyperventilating and thinking, this is it, when they start the countdown.
Here we go! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Wait a second. What you're about to hear now is something that I'm not proud of. I didn't think that I was going to scream, but I did. I screamed like I've never screamed before. I screamed until there were no more air in my lungs. Then I took a deep breath and screamed some more, because I was still falling.